This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Lots of cities now have CROs, Chief Resilience Officers. They help plan for long-term challenges like sea level rise, traffic, and the cost of housing. Miami-Dade County and the cities of Miami and Miami Beach each have a resilience officer. They work with local officials and also the international program 100 Resilient Cities. Last week, the trio from Greater Miami and the Beaches traveled to New York City for a global summit. WLRN's Kate Stein talked with Miami-Dade's resilience officer, Jim Murley, about the trip. And we should mention they spoke before Tuesday's heavy rains and flooding.
This was the first time that the Rockefeller Foundation's 100 Resilient Cities program had representatives from all 100 cities around the globe in New York for a week-long meeting. Because it was the first time for some of us, including Greater Miami and the Beaches, which is Miami-Dade County and cities of Miami and Miami Beach, it was the first time we attended a global meeting of this nature. So there was some background for the new people. Then we got an opportunity to see some actual projects. And then we spent a day working with the staff of 100 Resilient Cities on future direction.
Were there particular cities that you felt that Miami-Dade had a connection to and you were able to talk to leaders from those areas?
Absolutely. We connected again with New Orleans, which has a resilience strategy already in place and is starting to do implementation. They're looking at how their work on reducing greenhouse gases is connected to their resilience strategy. So we learned a lot from talking to them. We talked to Los Angeles, who's about to produce their resilience strategy in a couple of months. We got some great ideas from a lot of the cities, as you would expect, in the United States. But also, I talked to some of our counterparts in South America. One of the cities in South America was Medellin, and they have already done their resilience strategy, and they're looking at water and sewer upgrades just like we are.
What were some of the things you thought you were able to contribute to the conversation on resiliency?
I think one of the unique things about Greater Miami and the Beaches as a participant in this program is we're unique. We have a county and two cities in a partnership, counting as one unit, creating one resilience strategy. And so, you know, built into that process is a lot of intergovernmental coordination. So sometimes when you're working just with one city, you kind of redefine the problem in the context of what that city's doing, even though you know that you're going to have to coordinate with other entities. Almost everything requires that, any kind of big project. For us, we start with that premise. We start by working together on these issues.
Did you get the chance to get out of the conference center at all and explore New York?
New York is a veritable laboratory of projects going on, especially since Superstorm Sandy, where they, you know, experienced great damage along their coastline. We actually saw how they're protecting the lower southern tip of Manhattan, how they plan to do it, and how they're doing in Williamsburg, in the Bronx, how they're restoring the waterfront from an industrial waterfront to one that has parks. And the parks are built in a way to protect from future storm surge.
So beyond the Living Lab, were there particular events or conversations that were really interesting or impactful for you?
There were several conversations that focused on how do we involve in each one of the cities and across the program design underrepresented communities. You know, in many parts of the globe, these large cities have what are called unorganized communities. They're basically, you know, neighborhoods that are just built without any organized plan. And while we don't have that particular thing in our community, we still have communities that often aren't at the table when some of these discussions take place. So it reemphasized for me and for my counterparts, Susie Torriente and Jane Gilbert, the need to work even more in those communities. We have been holding meetings. I think Liberty City, about 2 weeks ago, we had a meeting that Jane Gilbert from the City of Miami convened. We're using social media. We're trying to get the word out through organizations. We right now have available online a new survey that people can answer, and that's one of the ways we hope to get further input.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.